But first, quick update. As you know, we've been following the case of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, undocumented migrant from El Salvador, married an American woman, has a kid, living the American dream. Until the Trump administration sent him to an El Salvadorian mega prison by, and I'm quoting the Justice Department here, if I may, is an administrative error. If only there was a convenient and timely way that the prisoner could be brought back to the United States that wouldn't really inconvenience either nation.
President Bukele at the moment flying from El Salvador to Washington, D.C.
Bukele can just give Garcia a ride. You don't even have to give Garcia the middle seat. I'm sure Garcia would just grab the wing and Tom Cruise it over here if he had to. But sadly, Bukele arrived at the White House with just the Miami club promoter clothes on his back and a pocket full of excuses.
Can President Bukele weigh in on this? Do you plan to return him?
How can I smuggle a terrorist into the United States? I don't have the power to return him to the United States.
You know, can I honestly tell you, like, this isn't even the thing that's, like, they're f***ing enjoying this. Like, the two of them. Our president, their president. Okay, I guess we'll just have to let him rot in a f***ing prison, even though he didn't deserve to be there. I don't, you guys don't care about this guy. I'm talking about these two, but somebody else cares about this person. And you just randomly, with no evidence that you'll show anybody, called him a terrorist. And one of the weirder parts about this is the only thing that seems to upset Trump about the entire situation is having to answer a perfectly reasonable question from Caitlin Collins about it.
You said that if the Supreme Court said someone needed to be returned, that you would abide by that. You said that on Air Force One just a few days ago. And they said that it must be facilitated.
Why don't you just say, isn't it wonderful that we're keeping criminals out of our country? Why can't you just say that? Why do you go over and over? And that's why nobody watches you anymore.
Nag, nag, nag. You sound just like the Supreme Court. Nag, nag. But fear not, America. For every time a lamestream media journalist gets shunned, an ass-kissy one gets its wings.
Do you have a question, please?
Mr. President, thank you so much. You scored another major investment win this morning when NVIDIA pledged to build its AI supercomputer, the first time ever, right here in the United States.
Thank you. That's a question I like. That's true.
Yeah, that's not a question. I guess it's your favorite kind of question, a compliment. But rest easy, Americans, if there's one thing we all know, it's that first they come for the undocumented migrants. And as long as nobody speaks out, they stop.
You mentioned that you're open to deporting individuals that aren't foreign aliens, but are criminals to El Salvador. Does that include potentially U.S. citizens fully naturalized immigrants?
If it's a homegrown criminal, I have no problem. I'm talking about really bad people. Really bad people.
He's going to do that to U.S. citizens. I think the hosts of The View are about to get administratively errored. I got to tell you, I did not think he would get this authoritarian this fast. I really didn't. I'm sorry. Who could have known? Maybe if somebody out there had yelled at me on Blue Sky about this, I would have known. But no one did. Except every day. In all caps.